I had a hard day.
Tell me about it.
Today, I was trying a case before Judge Gervin, who is notorious for giving female attorneys a hard time, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, every time I make an objection, he overrules.
He did what?
Overrules every objection I make.
Really?
Then when I get to my final argument, the man says,
could you please keep it brief, Miss Huxtable?
Boy, I'd like to jerk a knot in his robe.
That's bad, but it's not as bad as what happened to me today.
What happened?
Well, I went over to the hospital. I was in the elevator. Pregnant woman got on the elevator. And the elevator broke down. All the lights went out. Then the woman went into labor. I had to deliver the baby, and it wasn't even my patient. Then I went upstairs and delivered two more.
That's still not as bad as my day. Went down to the parking garage at the courthouse, and the car is blocked in by another car. So I sit there waiting for the owner to show up. I wait for an hour. It's Judge Gervin.
But wait a minute. Let me tell you now. I come out of the hospital, go to get my car, and the three babies that I delivered stole my car. So I had to run 5 miles. 5 miles. So I caught up with them at the light. So they're sitting in there smoking cigarettes and drinking wine and everything. So I said, give me my car. So they said, is this your car? I said, yeah. They said, well, get in. So I got in, and then one of them pulled out a gun.
I'm so glad we're going away to the polka dots.
Yes, we are. Do me a favor right now. Say yes, because I want to leave now. Why do we have to wait till tonight?
Yes.
Please, that's what we're going to do.
Hi.
How you doing, son? Take a good look at us, because we're going to the Poconos now.
What about dinner tonight?
Don't worry about it. I have some money here for you. You take this and buy your own food. There's also some money in there in case you have an emergency, of which I want a receipt when you get to the emergency money. All right?
Thanks, Dad.
All right.
Hey.
Burgers and pizza all weekend.
Go ahead. Ruin yourself. Let's go. Going up where nature is surrounding us.
Gonna stay in the cabin and discover nature.
Ew.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
I thought you ate dinner at home.
Well, my parents went away for the weekend.
So you got stuck babysitting your little sisters?
No. Vanessa went to Janice for the weekend, and Rudy's spending the weekend at my grandparents' house with Kenny.
You have the house to yourself for the weekend.
Yep.
Then I only have one thing to say. Party.
Party at Theo's. Lovely suggestion.
I don't know, guys. I didn't say anything to my parents about having a party.
Theo, you're getting mired in semantics. What we're talking about should not be described as a party, but more like a colloquy, a gathering of friends to exchange ideas and merriment.
With chicks.
Wait a minute. How big a party are we talking?
Just the three of us and our dates.
All right.
Colloquy.
Hey, Denny.
Hey, Lou, how's it going?
Hey, you know me. If it got any better, it'd be a crime. You haven't forgotten about tonight, have you?
Tonight?
Yeah, you and Sylvia going bowling with me and Rita.
Oh, I forgot. You see, I was invited to a party at a friend's house.
Well, can I come?
Theo. Can Lou and Rita come to the party tonight?
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Great. Rita hates bowling anyway.
Right.
Say, what time do the festivities begin?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? It's a lock. Later, boys.
I hope that was okay. That's it, Denny. No more people.
Absolutely.
Theo, why don't you go home and get your place ready? I'll call our dates. I'll even pick up Justine for you.
All right, great. Fellas, 7 o'clock tonight, it's colloquy time.
Colloquy. Colloquy.
My folks are out of town, there's a party going down, cause I'm Theo with the T, but you can call me Thee, and my friends tend to call me Mr. Party. My folks are gone, and guess what? There's a party going on.
What's happening, homie?
Hey, Dad!
You're supposed to be gone an hour ago.
Yeah, well, we're all packed. We're just waiting for Kenny to come, and then we're going to take him and Rudy over to Grandpa's.
Oh, is he coming soon?
Yeah, any minute now. I'm going to get the bags.
Hey, Kenny, what's up? Don't take your coat off. Dad, Kenny's here.
Okay.
So you're going to be here by yourself this weekend?
Yep.
Bachelor pad.
What's that supposed to mean?
Hey, it's just you alone in the house. And you are a man. Do I have to spell it out? Hey, Rudy.
Oh, okay. I bet we all can't wait to get going.
Right. That's right. Let's move it. Oh, I gotta water the plants.
No, no, you don't water
them. I'll take care of
it. Thank
you.
But don't overwater them.
I won't.
Don't overwater it.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Have a good trip. Send me a postcard.
Yes, indeed.
What's wrong, Dad?
Forgot for raisin.
See, you're going out in the wilderness with Mom. You know, she says she likes it when you have stubble.
You're right. She calls me Mountain Man.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Drive safely.
Yes, sir.
Quick, get in. My parents are pulling out of the driveway.
Theo, this is so great.
Come on, let's take this up to the kitchen.
Howard, come here for a second. Where's Justine? I thought you guys were picking her up.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. She has a bad flu.
How come she didn't call me?
She was afraid that if she'd call, your parents would answer and they would figure out what was going on tonight.
Oh, great. I don't have a date to my own party.
Think again, Desperado. Do you know that lovely young creature named Mona who goes to Columbia?
The cello player?
The very one. Her boyfriend is out of town. And guess who invited her here tonight?
Howard, you dog.
Woof, woof.
Oh, it's her.
Hi, Theo.
Mona. So glad you can make it.
Me too. Before I ran into Howard, I didn't have anything to do tonight.
Well, all that's about to change. Welcome to my humble abode.
Wait, Dan's parking the car.
Yo, what's happening?
You're Dan.
Oh, yeah, Denver was snowed in, so they canceled my flight.
Yo, Lenny, Dina, in here.
Lenny and Dina?
Are friends of ours. Can they come in? If it's not okay, we'll understand.
Why not?
Lenny, Dina, this is our host.
Say, where's the food?
In the kitchen.
Chow time. Here I am. The party can begin.
Hello.
What's happening? This is Rita, my main squeeze. Yo, she loves it when I say that. Hey, man, where's everybody? I thought this was a party.
Kitchen.
Well, I can get them out here. Is everybody ready to play gold mining?
Yeah! Gold mining is my favorite game.
I can hear myself mining those gold nuggets now.
We need to pick partners.
I tell you what, Rudy, why don't you and I be partners?
Okay.
Hey, that means we're partners, Kevin.
All right, it's the men against the women, and we're gonna tear you up.
Well, oh yeah? The woman gonna stomp in your head.
Now, whoa. Now, this is not men against women. This is a friendly game of people versus people.
Yeah, but the men people gonna make you look bad.
Now, let's roll to see who goes first.
Yes, 11.
Let's see you beat that, bud.
12.
Boxcars, we go first.
They just lucky.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was not luck. That was skill. Collect 500 gold nuggets. Partner, I think our opponents are in for a long losing night.
Don't bet on it, bud. This is supposed to be a small party. How did this happen?
I have no idea. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Man, if my parents find out about this,
Hey, who's that?
Her name is Amy. She goes on to college. She's been eyeing you all night.
She has?
Yeah. She knows you're the host of the party, so she wants to be where the center of the action is.
Well, I guess I can't disappoint a guest, right?
I guess not.
Whoa, look at that.
Excuse me.
Hi.
I hear you go to Hunter.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Theo, you got any ketchup for the steaks?
Steaks?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be eating steaks? Excuse me.
What's going on here?
Where'd you get these steaks?
Out of the freezer.
Who are you anyway?
I'm Ken. Hank told me to come over.
Who's Hank?
I don't know Hank. Candy knows Hank.
The table broke. I was just dancing on it.
You were dancing on a coffee table?
There's no room on the dance floor.
Oh, man, this is terrible.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. I'm not going to sue you.
Look at this table.
Look at it. It's destroyed.
Theo, what's done is done. You can't reverse time. You have two options. One, you can wallow in the tragedy of the event. Or two, you can accept it and get on with what's going on in your life, which is a fabulous party.
You know he's right.
And don't forget that you have a very lovely guest that wants to enjoy your party with you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
So, you enjoying the party?
Yeah.
Listen, I know a quiet place where we can talk.
I'd like that.
Okay, come on. Excuse me. Excuse us.
Hey,
what's up? Woogie, woogie, woogie! How'd you guys get in here? This door was locked.
Someone picked the lock. It's domestic. If you want the imported, it's in the bathtub.
You put beer in the bathtub?
Hey, what are you doing in here? Get out of here!
Get out of here!
All right, everybody, out! Get out of here! Get out of this room! Get out of this house! Now!
Last time we come to the party, dear. This guy's too uptight.
Out!
Look, I'm really sorry about all these distractions. Get out of here.
Now, move it.
I'm really sorry about all of this. I don't understand some people. You know, you got beautiful eyes.
Yo! Code 9, basement. Somebody's stuck in the washing machine.
Okay, Elsa.
It's serious,
one
man.
Second, one second. Please don't leave. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Two, three, four, five. All right, we struck gold again. The other prospectors have to pay us
$10,000. $10,000? We only have $11,000 left.
Hey, Adam.
And no IOUs.
Women, that's all they care about is money.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Roll an eight and get up to that gold mine. We need cash.
Four. Oh, no. Danger coin.
Your mule gets sick and dies. The doctor's fee is $1,000.
This is a tragedy. Women beat the men.
Rudy, now, we shouldn't taunt them. Men can't stand to lose.
Alan, just let me tell you something.
He's probably going to tell us that they let us win.
Uh-huh.
Russell, what were you going to say?
Skip it.
Want me to call you a cab?
No, I didn't drink. I'm a designated driver.
That's the backyard. The street's that way.
I know, but I parked my car on your back lawn.
Hey, Lou. The party's over.
Say, man, it's only 3 a.m. What am I supposed to do for the rest of the night?
Just leave, please.
Later.
Hello? That's my radio.
Okay. Bye. Ow!
That's it. Everybody's out of the house.
Wait a minute. Where's Amy?
She left about a half hour ago.
Oh, man. I didn't even get a chance to be with her.
Don't worry. She knows where you live.
Come on. Let's start cleaning this mess up.
I think we should start in the living room. That's what needs the most work.
I'm dead. Nature!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, nature is a beautiful thing.
Yes, and I'm going to go back and get some more of that nature. Pocono. Just killed the table.
If I smell something. This place smells like an old beer hall.
Yeah, and it's smoked.
Theo has had company.
Ah, you guys are home early.
Mom, Dad, I want to talk to you about this table.
Oh, yes. Let's do talk about this table.
While you were gone, we had a party. It got a little bit out of hand.
It wasn't all Theo's fault.
Originally, it was intended to be a party for 6 people, but due to circumstances beyond our control, the party swelled to approximately 200.
Anyway, some things got damaged. And we cleaned the house up as best as we could, and we fixed what we could fix.
A little bit better than you fixed this table, I hope.
You better put that back on the list, Howard.
What is the list?
This is a list of things we couldn't repair.
Is disgraceful. Well, we can't sue the boy because he has nothing.
Well, Mom, I was really honest about what happened.
Honest about what, son? I mean, did you have a choice?
I could have not been honest. I could have just gone away.
Gone away?
Yeah, I could have gotten some clothes together and gone away. You know, I really seriously considered that.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Away. Yeah, come on, let's go.
Where we going?
We're away. Come on,
yeah, but
I'm driving you. I'm driving you, son. That's where you're going. Away. You don't need anything else. This is all you need. Here we go. Here we go.
Hi, Theo.
Amy, I can't talk now. I think I'm going away.
They've been gone a long time.
Yeah.
Where do you suppose he took him?
Jail.
Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Where's Theo?
Away.
And
what?
And where is he?
Away. He's going to be away every morning. I took him over to Mrs. Jackson's Holy Mission for the Homeless.
And I explained to her that I had a wonderful son who loved to throw parties and serve the people. And I said, don't you have something for him to do? And she said, yes, of course. And so, from 5:30 to 6:30, our son will be chopping vegetables for the homeless people and serving them. Now, I know he has a problem getting up at that hour, but then I asked her son, Charlie, who is 6'4", 250 pounds, to please come by my house and go up to the bedroom, pick the boy up by the face, and take him down and put him into the car.
So that's where you took
him? Well, that was the second place. The first place I took him was to the army recruiter. And I was dead serious about it, Claire. He sat in the car. Dad, where are you taking me? I said, we're going. I'm putting your you-know-what in the army. And so we got in line. I didn't know that that many parents were taking their children down to put them in the service. But there's 50 parents with 50 kids, boys and girls, mind you. All of them standing there. Some of them had the kid by the neck. One lady had a rope around the boy's neck. Another father had his hand in his pocket like I said, you move and listen to the last one. So we're standing there, and after about seven people went in and came out, the army recruiter came outside with a bullhorn. And the man said, listen to me, all you parents who brought your little kids here to be put into the service because your kid ran up money over the weekend on the credit card, or because your kid made somebody pregnant, or because your kid gave a party and wrecked the house, get out of line! You know, the United States of America is a wonderful place, but they don't have anything where you can get rid of your kid. No, don't do that, because that's how we got the vibe we have.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.